Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
The first month, we did a few hundred dollars of sales, obviously, and that's when we were validating it. But when we really kind of said, oh, this is a thing, we went out there and we did $4,000 in sales, and that was the beginning of this year. And then last month, we did $37,000. So we're really excited.
And, oh, that gets me so amped up. That's a little preview of what you're going to hear today in session 303 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. My name is Pat Flynn. Thanks for sticking around. Cue the music.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he wonders what his kids will say about him when they're older, Pat Flynn.
Hey, and real quick, our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you haven't tried a sit/stand desk before, this offer from Uplift is the perfect opportunity. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. A desk should fit the user, right? Which is exactly why Uplift Desk has a ton of customization options. They're stable, the materials are solid. I mean, just the choices of material alone are incredible, all the way from laminate to eco to bamboo and even solid wood. The option to stand while working is just healthier, better circulation, better movement, which helps to reduce all kinds of different health risks and repetitive strains. And over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk for their innovative designs, direct-to-consumer pricing, same-day shipping. They can even give you free accessories with every desk. Uplift is a great deal, and they're built to last and include an industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that as well. So go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today in this session of the SPI podcast. As you can tell, it's going to be a great one. We have a lot of numbers to share, a lot of tactics and strategies together with Mark and Roman from loansigningsystem.com. I'm going to have Mark tell you a little bit more about what that exactly means. And it was actually really interesting how we connected. Mark was actually the loan signing agent who oversaw me signing documents for our first rental property. And it was through that meeting that we discovered that we had this, you know, love for building online courses. And he was building an online course for loan signing, and it's done very, very well. And Roman is behind the scenes helping to put everything together. So I have them both on the episode today, and they're going to talk about a ton of stuff, including some really interesting video strategies, strategies related to testimonials, things they are doing also to help as many people as possible. I mean, they're getting a lot of thank you notes from the lives of the people who they are changing too. So a lot of great stuff here. It doesn't matter what area of business you're in. It doesn't matter what part of the entrepreneurial journey you're at right now. This is going to be really helpful. And more than anything, also a lot of fun. Mark and Roman were two guys that I knew I was going to connect with very well. And we got coffee together one day and we just had a blast. And I was just like, I got to get you guys on the show because, you know, it's going to be great for the audience. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So without further ado, here is Mark and Roman, the two guys behind LoanSigningSystem.com. Mark and Roman, what's up? Welcome to the SBI podcast. Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Awesome. Awesome to
Man,
be here.
Could not be more excited, Pat. Thank you.
We have a lot to talk about. Mark, I want to start with you because you and I got connected in a really random way. And I want to take you back. I told a story already about how you came into the office to sign loan documents or to watch me sign loan documents and, you know, approve all that stuff. But then on your way out, like, I don't know what it was exactly. I'm actually curious myself. What caught your eye to like turn back around and say, hey, like, what do you do?
So you go in your office on the way out, you have this amazing thank you cardboard where everyone who sends you like, Pat, you've changed my life. Thank you for teaching me. And literally I was walking out and I literally started reading, it caught my eye, the wall, which is amazing. And, you know, people writing you, thank you for changing my life. Thank you for what you taught. Thank you for the course. And I go, oh, wow, this guy does courses? I mean, I'm trying to do a course online too. So let me reverse and just ask what you do. And so, yeah, it was just seeing all the thank you cards on your wall and people specifically mentioning thank you for changing my life. And they're reminiscent of some testimonials that we get. And I said, okay, there has to be something in common here. And so that's what encouraged me to turn around and just say, hey, what do you do?
And then, okay, so we talk, I tell you a little bit about what I do. And, you know, I see you like nodding your head. You're like, okay, that's cool. Like, and then you leave. And then all of a sudden, I hear back from you later, like, dude, you'll never believe what happened. And so that's where Roman comes in. So from Roman, from your point of view, like after Mark and I chat and we do the document stuff, like what is that yeah. conversation like from your end?
It was hilarious. So Mark calls me up probably right after the signing. And he says, hey, Roman, I need you to look somebody up. And I'm like, okay, sure. He's like, look up Pat Flynn. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, come on, man. It's like, I'm a longtime listener. Like, the reason why our course is the way it is today is because of Pat Flynn. We followed, your book came out literally right when this all came about, Will It Fly? And we use that as a manual. And so I'm like, yeah, so I don't need to look him up, bro.
This is crazy.
So I call him right when we walk out, and you know, meet Roman's obviously my business partner, and I was like, I literally call Roman, like, man, I just did a signing with this guy. He does courses too. He has all these testimonials on his wall. Like, there has to be some type of synergy. And I'm like, look this guy up, and Roman's like, I'm busy right now. I'm like, no. Look this guy up right now. He's like, Mark, I'm doing something. I said, no. Just look this guy up. I'm telling you, he has 1,000 testimonial cards, and his name's Pat Flynn. And he goes, what he just said? Like, you mean like Pat Flynn? I'm like, sure, Pat Flynn. He's like, you know, this guy molded our course. I'm like, no, I did not know that. I just know. I'm like, what do you mean he molded our course?
That's so funny.
Unbelievable.
It's really a lesson in the fact that this is a very, very small world out there and we are all somehow connected. And I got so excited to actually, I wanted to schedule a coffee with you guys. So we had coffee together. I learned more about what you guys are doing. And Mark and Roman, you guys are doing some amazing things in a space that I never even knew existed. So Mark, can you talk about what it is that you do? You mentioned a course. Like, what is this course? What is your skill that you're teaching others online?
Yeah, great question. So I teach people how to be loan signing agents. So what is a loan signing agent? Whenever a mortgage needs to be closed, they have to hire an independent third party, someone who's not related to the mortgage transaction, to walk a borrower through a set of loan documents. So essentially, for staring at someone signing a stack of paperwork, you get paid $100 to $150 for that appointment. And so, like you were telling everybody, as you were buying a home and I was watching you do the signatures, and the appointment that we did together was about 30 minutes, if you recall. And for that, I made $150. And the skill set's so very easy to teach people. Like, literally, it's nothing more than knowing where a person should sign, date, and initial. And I am a loan signing agent. I own a loan signing service, which means I hire out these loan signing agents. So I find loan signing agents all over the country to do these closings with borrowers. So essentially, when a borrower is going to sign for the mortgage paperwork, there needs to be a signing agent, someone who's not related to the transaction, meaning the mortgage officer or the real estate agent, that walks a borrower through a set of paperwork. And for that appointment, that takes about an hour, you know, signing agents all over this country make $150 for something that is ridiculously simple. And I teach people how to do that, you know. So our course teaches people from all walks of life, every state in this country, how to be loan signing agents and make $150, whether that be part-time or, you know, a full-time career like I have.
That's incredible. And I know you've been able to help change a lot of people's lives, because a lot of people who've been looking for other means of generating income, I mean, this is a kind of an unknown way that you've been able to teach people, which is great. But I'd love to get into like the origin of creating a business out of this. So is this something you were doing before? And when did you get the idea to actually turn this into something you could teach to others?
It's a great question. It happened very accidentally. I'll let Roman take this part of the story, because it really was kind of his brainchild of how our loan signing system course got set up. So Roman, you want to answer that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mark and I have actually been friends for actually since high school, and we've both been entrepreneurs through the years. You know, he started obviously doing loan signings in the real estate industry. I actually started a company called realcrowd.com, which is an online website where you can invest in real estate from coast to coast. I built up the sales team there, and that company's doing great. But where I was at in my life, though, is I was about to get involved in another company. And so I was basically in between jobs. So as any smart entrepreneur knows, you know, being able to survive during, you know, your transition phase, your startup phase is key. So I go to Mark and I say, hey, you know, I know you've been doing these loan signings. You know, can you teach me how to do them so I could put food on the table? And, you know, one of the nice things about being a loan signing agent is you could do it on your own schedule. You can, you know, it's very flexible. So I went to Mark, asked him to teach me. He said, absolutely. And he shows me step by step how to do it. And as I'm getting my notary commission, he literally takes one evening. He basically sits me down and we do a FaceTime, and he walks me through a set of loan docs. And I learned in one night how to go through basically a set of loan docs. And so fast forward a couple weeks, and I'm off to do my first loan signing. It took me a little over an hour to do my first loan signing. And for that loan signing, I got paid $100. So I was at that point, I was just absolutely amped up. So Mark and I get on the phone call right after that, and he's like, "Hey, so how'd it go?" And I said, "Man, this thing is awesome, dude." And Mark, you actually tell this part of the story better than I do.
So Roman calls me up, and I'm all juiced. You know, I just helped my buddy make $100. I'm helping him and his family. So I call him. I'm like, "Man, how'd it go? You made $100." Roman's like, "We need to teach people how to do this." And like, I'm still not even putting the pieces together. I'm like, "So how was it like making $100 for an hour worth of work?" He's like, "Mark, we need to figure out how to teach other people to do this." I'm like, "How did it feel, Roman, to make $100 an hour?" And then for like the third straight time, he's like, "Mark, we need to figure out how we can teach people how to do this." And then I'm like, "Wait, what do you mean?" He's like, "We need to figure out how to do a course around this, because you taught me. I'm in Davis, and that's Northern California, which is about 7 hours from San Diego, where I'm from." And he's like, "You taught me over the internet on FaceTime how to walk someone through a paperwork. That means you can teach anyone how to do this over the internet."
Yeah.
And I never thought about that. I'm not a tech guy. Okay.
It was crazy. I mean, the thing that was going through my mind is, A, I couldn't believe how easy it was to learn how to do a signing. And then B, how easy it was to become a notary. And being a notary is like really easy. You just take a 30-question test in California. A lot of states don't even require tests. And then C, how easy it was to make $100 in such a short period of time. And so I'd heard about, you know, at the time, you know, teaching others online. And, you know, I'd been an entrepreneur before, but I had zero experience in bringing a course online. And zero experience on what I now call being an infopreneur.
Right.
But at that same time, you know, I'd been a longtime listener to your show. And your book, literally, you know, it was beginning of last year. I remember to this day, and I hear you promoting your book, Will It Fly? And you talk about validating an idea. And we took that, and I got your book as soon as I heard it. And I used basically all of your validation ideas as our game plan for this course.
Cool. And so, Mark, this course is being created. What are you thinking about this? Like, are you at all thinking this is kind of crazy because you've never done it before? What's going through your head?
Literally could have said it better. Yeah, I just kind of let him run with, you know, because like he's a total entrepreneur, you know, like Y Combinator graduate, and I just let him run. And so he basically, "Mark, you got to figure out how to segment this out so we can teach it." And I'm just kind of like, "Yeah, Roman, whatever." "Yeah, Roman, whatever." And But like he was just telling you is in the background, what I didn't know is he's validating, which I didn't really know that was. And he was doing whatever, you know, your book encourages people to do. And then finally he just comes back to me. It's like, all right, people want this. We're ready. You need to figure out how to present this over a webinar. We're going to record this webinar. I'm then going to chop it up. And then I'm like, okay, so hold on. You've got people to sign up for a webinar? Like, I'm confused. He's like, yeah.
So,
literally he's like, so how do I do it? He's like, just do the way you taught me. And he's like, you taught it in a system. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you taught it systematically to me. You have a system on how to teach somebody. And that's really where our course is called Loan Signing System. And I didn't realize I had a system until Roman brought it to my attention. And so I said, I can do what I did with you, Roman, you know, over FaceTime. He's like, that's perfect. So I just kind of let him run with everything until he literally sat me down in front of my Mac and I was teaching. I don't know how many people we had on our first webinar. I think maybe it was 4 or 5.
I can go over the numbers, but we had 15 people. We had 4 people end up buying it, okay, which that's is nice. So.
Okay. Yeah. But, so walk through us, like, how did you validate this? It sounds like you validated it through seeing if people would even be interested in learning more in like a webinar. Like, walk us through that process.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because Mark said that, you know, you just let me run with it. And one of the things I literally was taking, you know, the chapters in your book and was digesting it and applying it as we went. So you have something called pre-flight planning. And so we essentially, when Mark was saying, okay, Roman was talking about how we'd segment the course, all I was doing was taking your idea on, you know, mind mapping essentially. And I remember I still have it to this day. You recommended going into MindMeister and writing down all the ideas. And all I was doing was talking to Mark and getting the ideas, and I put it in MindMeister, and that kind of created the framework for our course.
Nice.
You know, we did a market map, you know, all of the different influencers out there, the other courses out there, you know, the different people that we should target. And I did that as well. And then, so then it comes down to validating the idea. And one of the biggest things that I got from the book is actually you quoted Tim Ferriss and you said, and he says, don't ask if they will buy, ask them to buy. And so that's when we were saying, okay, well, how do we truly validate this idea? Well, we're going to have to ask them to buy, and how are we going to do that? So what we ended up doing was, you know, we literally followed the steps in your course. You say, get in front of an audience, you know, hyper-target, interact with them, and then ask for a transaction. So I said, okay, what's the best way to do that? And one of the recommendations was a webinar. And so we said, okay, well, what we're going to do is I'm going to set up a webinar. So how it worked is I set up a form fill on a website. So I just fired up a website through Weebly. I think it cost me $20. Created a simple form fill with a little bit of copy. I placed an ad in Facebook to run traffic to that. I spent, at first I thought it was $20, but I actually spent $50, and we got 142 clicks and 30 people signed up. That wasn't bad. And so that was actually pre-webinar. That was, I want to take a step before that. That was just validating if people would be interested in this. So we actually didn't have a date and we didn't have a course. So we just said, I think the copy said, sign up to get access to the course when it's released. And so, and that's all it said. And so 30 people signed up. And so we were, at that point, I went to Mark and I said, okay, Mark, I think people are going to have interest in this. And then at that point, we set a date. And so we set a date for, I think it was like a couple weeks out. We just used GoToWebinar. And we did the same thing with the Facebook ads, and we hyper-targeted. So we basically, you know, with the beauty of Facebook is that you can target people's interests. And so we targeted people who had some level of interest in being a notary public or an interest in notary publics. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. We set up the ads, quick and easy ads. It basically said what you could make per appointment with your notary license part-time on your own schedule. And we offered a free course. And so what we did is we structured our webinar basically where the first hour is going to be free. But we remember the quote in your book, and we said, you know what, we're going to ask them to buy in the same webinar. So the first hour is going to be free. And if they want to stay and get the rest of the training, then they'll have to pay. And so we set it up that way. And our first webinar, we got 100 signups. We had 15 people actually show up the day of. Those 15 people got a free, 1 hour of training. And then at that point, we asked them, okay, if you want the rest of the 3 hours, you learned how to do a signing, the first part of a signing, learn the second half of doing the signing, as well as how to get loan signings. Mm-hmm. And for that, it'd be $150 is what we charged at that point. And then we went through that. The people showed up, and then four people ended up buying.
Four people. So four out of 15, based on who showed up live and paid attention, which is about 26%. And in the book, I say, you know what? If you get like 10%, that's a good enough key indicator that, yes, you should continue to move forward. So you guys got four out of 15. What are you feeling at this point, Mark? Like, you just did this webinar. You see these sales come in. Like, tell me what's going through your head.
Yeah, well, everything Roman told you about the validating, I literally had no idea what's going on. He sits me in front of the Mac. He says, we have 100-something registrants. You're going to do, just do what you did with me. And so everything he talked about at that point, I was just kind of lost. And that's what I was telling you when we met for coffee. Like, I had no idea Roman was following everything you did book step by step, which is just so funny about how small this world is. But yeah, I was blown away that we had 15 people show up. And then I was blown away. We had four purchases. And at that moment, I said, Roman, we are onto something. I mean, we did $600 in about 3 hours. That's how long the webinar was when we first started. And I said, when's the next webinar?
Yeah, that was nice.
After that, literally my next question. When's the next webinar?
Right.
And then I believe we fired up another Facebook ad. And then now at this point, once I realized that there was a business, I then went all in onto the online world, and I'm maybe a year deep into this amazing new world that you're a very big part of. And so I now understand what Roman's saying about validating. So right when we had that, then we started A/B testing Facebook slides, ads, and kind of the rest is history.
Yeah. So Roman, tell us, like, okay, after that first webinar, you found success with it. Did you really set up a new webinar like immediately after that? What were some of the next steps?
Well, we did. So what we really wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that the goal was to validate the idea, but the ultimate goal was to be able to wrap a course together that people could walk through and really learn how to become an expert at right. being a loan signing agent in a short period of time, and then have that as an evergreen course that people can watch anytime they want, at the comfort of their own home through recorded videos. Well, all we had was a webinar. And so we said, well, how do we want this to do? How do we want to set up this course? Do we want to record Mark in front of a stack of loan documents, now that we know people would buy it? But what ended up happening was we kind of, as a result of doing this webinar, we were like, oh my gosh, this is such a great format to teach people, because it was a live webinar and people's mics were on and they had questions about, doing certain paperwork. And then the same questions that other people would have. And so there was such a good way of training people that we said, you know what, let's record a few more of these webinars and keep it in a webinar format so people viewing, when they do purchase an evergreen course and view it, they can hear the questions. They'll have the same exact questions as some of these guys. And Mark is a lot more engaging when he's answering questions as well. And so he said, why don't we just set up a few more of these webinars and take all of the pieces from those webinars and create a course from it. And so that's what we did. So we set up about three or four more webinars. And it took us several months, actually, because of, we were both working at the time. By then, I was into my next gig, and Mark was obviously running a signing service. And so it took us a few months to actually put it all together. But it worked out great. And then I had to cut it up and turn them into videos. And then so once we had all the videos kind of cut up, and put together, then we had to package it. And then we had to validate the second part, which is, will people buy an evergreen course, and so I knew nothing about that either. So I had to go out and revalidate that. So we had a package system, package videos. And so then I had to build out the website a little bit more, and we had to create sales copy. And, there was all types of kind of next steps. And it took us, some time to put all that together.
Well, just a really quick, just for anyone who's listening to the podcast who wants to build their own course, we validated whether you know, me just talking to a camera and trying to instruct without a live audience and how that would look and feel. Because there are some courses out there where people just do PowerPoint presentations without any interaction with the live audience. And so we did that and it was terrible. We then realized that getting the live feedback not only makes me a better presenter as far as being engaged and being excited and trying to help people, but sometimes no matter, especially if your course material is long, you know, you kind of sometimes forget what to talk about. And then when the students ask questions, they pull out of you what you may have forgot to talk about. So, you know, if anyone is listening and they're curious about making their own course, I would recommend, you know, doing it with a live audience and obviously having your course notes in front of you of what you want to teach, but, you know, allowing the students to ask questions in real time. Now, what I did, which some people don't do, is they allow the students to write in the questions like on the GoToWebinar control panel. I actually try to make it as classroom feel as possible where I turned everyone's mics on. And so when I started the webinar, I said, you know, everybody, I'm have everyone's mics on. So if you have dogs, children, can you please go into a room? Because we're going to set this up classroom style. So if you have a question, just kind of say it out loud. And so what's really cool about that is the feedback we get to this day is, you know, I love how I can hear all the students' questions because those are the same questions I would have if I was watching it. So, but once again, you know, that conclusion wasn't made right out of the gate, you know, because we did the PowerPoint style and realized that wasn't there. We also did the write in the question style, and then I'll answer those questions. And because, like, for instance, right now I'm watching a Perry Marshall webinar course on Google AdWords, and he went with the idea of, like, people typing in questions. So I can't see the questions. He has to repeat the questions, and he's obviously paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's as effective. So anyways, that's my two cents, you know, kind of wanted to back up a little bit about the course creation because, you know, people obviously listen. So the classroom style, I think, is great.
So when people get access to your course now, they're watching essentially a recording of live teaching of this, and therefore they just feel like they're a part of that classroom.
Exactly. And literally exactly. And I keep the dead space in there. I don't know if I'm getting too granular here, you know, but, you know, when I ask questions in the webinar live, and there'll be like 4 or 5 seconds where I'm hoping the student's brain's turning and answering that question back to me. And so when they watch it pre-recorded, that dead space is still in there because I'm hoping the student watching it pre-recorded is kind of answering the questions out loud. Whereas, you know, some, you know, people choose to cut out the dead space. I actually keep it in because it encourages people to be super interactive. Even though it's not live, it feels like it is live.
Are you guys being upfront with the fact that this is something that was pre-recorded and it's not live? Like, people's exact questions will get
100%,
answered?
100%.
Cool.
No, it's literally in some of our ad copy is, you know, it's, you know, in some of what makes us better, our competitive advantage is, you know, we tell people in our copy, these are pre-recorded live webinars. You're going to hear other students' questions, same questions you have.
Cool.
You will hear in these. And so we actually use that as a competitive advantage.
I like that.
Copy.
That's really great. I thought it would be a disadvantage, but you've spun it around really nicely. So that's great. Okay. So Roman, tell us a little bit about what the business looks like now. You had mentioned 4 sales from that first webinar. Like, what are, if you don't mind sharing, you can be as specific or general as you want. What are the numbers looking like now?
Well, so it's been several months now. And the beauty of kind of the way we started was that we started with, you know, very little capital up front, right? We put in almost, I mean, just a couple hundred dollars to validate this. And that was the beauty of the Will It Fly book, right? So we were able to validate very quickly if people liked or needed this course or wanted this course. And so once we did that and we created the course, and then now we're getting course sales. And the beauty of it is now we're getting more feedback from people, not only from, you know, people of what else they want to learn in the course, which we continue to add to the course. And we'll add it both in webinar style as well as kind of more refined, you know, record mark with the green screen, those type of things. Mm-hmm. But then we also get testimonials from them. And that's really allowed us to, showcase the results that our students are getting. And that builds off of each other, right? So, you know, if you have a successful course and you've helped somebody make $150 an hour, well, that person wants to tell everybody. Well, we record that now, and we've been running these getting testimonial videos from our students, and that's really allowed us to grow our business. And so the last month we did, for example, I mean, the first month we did the first month we did a few hundred dollars of sales, obviously, and that's when we were validating it. But when we really kind of said, oh, this is a thing, we went out there and we did $4,000 in sales, and that was the beginning of this year. And then last month we did $37,000. So we're really excited.
That gets me so amped up.
And the thing is, Pat, I mean, you said it best. I mean, there's something that you say in the book, and it says your earnings are a byproduct of how well you're serving your audience. And all Mark and I do is say, okay, well, how can we make this course better? How can we allow these people to, take their business to the next level? And so we've added things like monthly mentorship, that monthly mentorship has been absolutely unbelievable, the results that people are getting.
Hey, what does that look like exactly? Like, what does that mean?
Mark, do you want to go into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've set up is a Facebook group that is a mentorship group where they essentially can ask any questions they need to be mentored on, because, you know, being a signing agent is amazing because it really is, you're starting a little small business. And so, you know, there's a loan signing system mentor group where if you ever any questions out in the day, you're like, shoot, I just had this happen in a loan signing. A real estate agent just said this to me. They post a question in the Facebook group and then I'll answer it. So they kind of get me 24/7 without me after answering every phone call. And the really cool thing about Facebook groups, and I'm probably not the first person to say this as someone who owns a course, is, you know, by networking your students or people who have taken your course, sometimes they answer the questions for me.
Yep.
So if somebody, you know, a beginning signing agent says, oh man, this just happened. Well, one of my signing agents who've been with me for 6 months will answer it. So I don't necessarily need to answer every single question, but they are getting that mentorship. And then if somebody, one of my students can't answer it, I'll jump in and answer it. So it's really a way to call it a mentorship group. But the cool part is some of your current students will mentor them for you. And then ultimately, if they can't answer, I will chime in. But also why we chose Facebook, a group as our platform to a mentorship group, because of Facebook Live. So every other Thursday, I'll jump on a Facebook Live and basically give a mini training presentation or basically a mini Q&A session. So if there's any problems you're dealing with out there, let me add it and I'll answer for you. And the really cool part about doing Facebook Live kind of in a group setting is, you know, people, what I've learned over the past, you know, 8-9 months is that a lot of people kind of have the same questions. And so if one person asks them, it really takes away the 14 other people who have that same question. So, you know, if you're out there thinking about maybe you want to do a Facebook Live, my first inclination would be a little intimidated, like I'm going to be on a Facebook Live presentation for 3 hours because I have 200 people asking me questions. But you really find that everyone kind of has the same questions. So I'm really actually on my Facebook Live sessions for about 30 to 45 minutes. And that's how it looks. So basically it's a Facebook group and I use Facebook Live as a platform to do a live training Q&A, and then they can ask me questions on the wall, but most other students answer those for me.
Do you just do those directly in the Facebook group on your desktop, or are you using any other external tools to go live?
No, I actually do it on my, my iPhone.
Oh.
So I shoot everything on
even
my
better.
iPhone.
Even easier.
Yeah, I shoot everything on my iPhone, Facebook Live on my iPhone. I'll do my Facebook Lives when I'm out there trying to, because I still, you know, for lack of a better phrase, you know, this course is still kind of my side hustle. I still work my loan signing service and my loan signing agent business until this really takes off. So I'll do this. I'll do my Facebook Lives in between appointments with clients.
That's cool.
Facebook's one of the best platforms, obviously, you can use.
And that's the beauty of an online course, Pat, is, you know, we did $36,000 last month and we're still bootstrapped. I mean, you know, Mark is still recording stuff off his iPhone. We still haven't spent more than, you know, $400 or what did we spend on our recording equipment?
So
you want to go over that, Mark? It's unbelievable. Like you can do this whole business for almost nothing, you know? And so, Mark does these recordings of videos and he put together, like, he researched all of the recording stuff to keep us. I mean, we have very high quality recordings for, you know, less than $200 in equipment.
I think what Roman's alluding to is our YouTube channel, and I don't know if this is, apologize if it's a tangent you don't want to go down, but, you know, our YouTube channel is one of the biggest thing that drives us traffic, you know, because everyone's already searching how to be a loan signing agent, what loan signing makes, and YouTube, as we all know, is the second largest search engine on the internet. So our YouTube station has well over 400,000 views on it, so we have a pretty big presence on YouTube. And so, You know, we have these pretty amazing YouTube videos, and they're all shot with my iPhone 6 front-facing camera. And I bought a fancy Sony A6000 when I first started this, and I've learned over the past 9 months, your iPhone's all you need. I bought these $300 microphones, and I literally just use my iPhone headphones and cut off one ear and use the mic, and that's what I use as my mic. I bought a $99 setup on Amazon green screen and moving lightings. And then I use a $99 cell phone teleprompter. So when I record all my blogs, I'm using a teleprompter all for my cell phone. So my YouTube channel, people think I have this $5,000 setup, and I shoot in my home office with an iPhone. And so
that's cool. What's your YouTube channel name?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Loan Signing System, just like the name of the course.
Cool.
We have a bunch of free content, but it really is, our biggest generator of traffic, especially free traffic that we obviously don't spend on. And I would recommend anyone doing a course to build some type of a YouTube presence, because it's unbelievable the amount of traffic we get from YouTube.
That's really great. Roman, what are you guys doing on YouTube to get people to sign up for the course specifically?
Well, basically on YouTube, we have basically a few types of content on YouTube. So we have our kind of training lessons on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Mark does a quick tip of the day on YouTube, and then we'll have like a day in the life of type videos. And then of course, testimonials. So I guess we have four different types of videos. And then, so basically we were posting weekly. Now we're posting maybe twice a month. And the most important thing on YouTube to convert that to traffic is your call to actions. You got to make sure your call to actions are very clear. And we've A/B tested our different call to actions of, you know, asking them to visit the site, subscribe and like. And when we don't do that, it is a night and day difference. So you got to make sure, you know, everybody says these basic things, the call to action, you have to do them. Mm-hmm. And then also you have to make sure you're linking back to your site. And the beauty of YouTube is that they allow you to do that with your end screen cards, and then throughout the video you can add cards as well. So I make sure that we have the three cards during the video. We make sure we have an ending card that links back to the site, and that generates traffic and sales for us.
Love it. That's great. So we'll make sure to link to that YouTube channel in the show notes and all the other stuff we're talking about too. I also have to give a big shout out and thank you to you guys live here, because you guys gave me a great tip when we sat down for coffee. You guys knew that I had just finished up my Power Up Podcasting promotion for my course, and it was coming out again. And you were like, hey, like, what are you doing with these testimonials that you're collecting? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm collecting them, I'm putting them into Wistia, and then I'm just putting them on the sales page. And they're like, dude, you should have other people create testimonials and actually post them on their own YouTube channels. And I was like, nice. Would they actually do that? And they're like, yes, if you really help them, they will. So if you look up Power Up Podcasting, you'll notice a number of people who were students of mine and still are students of mine who have posted testimonials up there. So now when people look up Power Up Podcasting on YouTube, you know, they're seeing real students talk about how great the course is and has helped them. So I have to give a big shout out and thank you to you guys, because I've had a number of new students tell me that they looked up my course on YouTube and found these other people talking about it, which is a lot more powerful than me talking about it. So thank you for that.
To kind of piggyback on what Roman was saying about the call to action, and the call to action is so big. And what I was saying is that the videos on our YouTube station that says click like if you like this video will get four times the amount of likes if I don't say it at all. So it is amazing what happens when you actually say the call to action, or when I say subscribe to my YouTube channel, the amount of subscriptions will go up drastically if I don't say that at all. So, you know, there's a saying is people like to be told what to do. So my biggest two cents is, and you'd be surprised what people will do if you just ask, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whenever you're doing YouTube videos out there, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you put the call to actions. It seems a little cheesy. You might have 100 videos, but you don't know what videos they may or may not be watching. So you have to assume that the video that they're watching is the only video they're going to watch on your YouTube station. So you can't make the assumption they're watching every single one. And that was kind of the mistake I made in the beginning. So now every single video, no matter how small or big, it ends with, if you like this video, click like. If you want more content from me, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you want any more feedback, please comment below. So it's kind of a handful to end everything with that, but the amount of people actually commenting, the amount of people actually subscribing, and the amount of people actually liking the video goes up exponentially. So once again, don't be afraid to ask people, have a call to action, because you'd be surprised what they do. Kind of like what you said, you ask these people to post YouTube videos of you and they do. So call to action is huge. And that's what I really want to say, because YouTube is a huge driver of business for us. And we love it. We love that platform.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. And Roman, besides YouTube, what else has been like the big movers in helping you go from $600 to now $37,000 a month?
Well, YouTube has been huge, and then Facebook is obviously, I mean, you know, it's kind of everybody's on it, and you can reach people in a lot of different ways. What I'd encourage you, actually, with your testimonials, Pat, one of our best performing ads, and we do run ads now, a significant amount of ads through Facebook, but one of our best performing ads is the testimonials that we've gotten. I mean, we've gotten some amazing testimonials of people that have, you know, they've had two or three additional jobs and they've been able to replace those with just doing loan signings now, and make more in a couple hours than they did in 2 days worth of their other jobs. And those are the type of testimonials that we put on our website, and we also create Facebook ads with those. And so I have a carousel ad of, you know, kind of the top five or six testimonials. And that's been a great ad. So Facebook is one. We're diving deeper into Google AdWords. Google AdWords is great because if people search with intent, they're right, looking for a solution, and you know, we're getting deeper into that. I think we know the basics, but we're teaching ourselves. And one of the things that I really love about kind of the way you teach and you know, the Will It Fly book is it allows you to validate things yourself. It kind of encourages you to keep your hands in your business. And so Mark and I have really kind of taken a concerted effort to really learn these things like Facebook ads. I mean, I knew almost nothing about Facebook ads before this. I knew nothing about Google AdWords. You know, I knew nothing about a lot of this, but because of, you know, the concept of validating ideas, we literally walk through that same process on almost everything we do. So we validate things on Facebook to see if, you know, okay, if we run ads, are people going to come to the site? Well, we validated it, great. And then from there, it's just A/B testing. Okay, which ad works best? Does a video ad work better than a picture ad? You know, does this copy work better than that? And so it's really been an amazing journey for us, and we have you to thank a lot for that. So thanks a lot, Pat.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why I do what I do, to hear stories like this. But obviously, I just talk about the systems and how to do things, and you guys are the ones that really deserve the credit, because you guys are the ones taking action. And again, it was just so cool that we all got together and had coffee and met and how we did, and now we can have you on the podcast and share and inspire even more people, which is super cool. And, you know, to your point of just like doing things on your own first, I think that's really important. A lot of people try to hand off those kinds of things right up front. Right. And that's very dangerous, because if you build a business based on something that you don't know how to do, if that person who you hired out to do that like goes away, or they just quit their job, or they move on to something else, then you're kind of stuck and your business is affected as a result of that. So I'm sure down the road, you guys are very close to that point, at least with Facebook, maybe hiring somebody to do that, or at least getting it in an automated system where you don't have to focus on that anymore. And you guys are there because you're now devoting more time into these other aspects, and you're exploring, you're testing, you're experimenting. You guys are doing all the right things. And I'm excited to see like the next conversations we have in a year or two from now when you've like 5X'd and 10X'd this business. Because and the other important thing I would just want to note is that, you know, you had stressed these testimonials. We talked about it a few times. I think for your guys' business specifically, because it's so new and because it involves people making money and you're teaching people how to make money, the testimonials become so much more powerful when they are truly real. And that's why these videos, and when they live on YouTube, that's why they're so important. Like, this is something that is truly like can be life changing for people. And you are showing the stories of the people that you've changed. You're not just saying like, oh, here's Jim from Kentucky who made like $X, right, but you know, you're talking about like how it's actually made an effect emotionally, and that helps other people to want to join in on that too. So yeah. I'm just super proud of you guys. I cannot wait to continue to see you guys grow in the future. Now, one final question for each of you, and that is for those who are like literally at the start of their business, they just maybe done their first webinar, and maybe they just made $600 and they're ready to continue moving forward. Mark, we'll start with you. What would be the best advice for that person who has found just a little teensy, eensy-weensy little bit of success? How can they help scale that success moving forward?
you know, what I want to say, I wanted to jump in a few seconds ago, is I think Roman has a, and this goes to answer your question too, and Roman in the very beginning told me, no one's going to care about your business more than us. And I was one of those guys in the beginning, let's farm out the Facebook ads, let's farm out the Google AdWords, let's farm out the SEO, let's farm out the blogging. And what I would say to answer your question, and to piggyback what we just kind of talked about, is no one's going to care about your business more than you. So what I would say to that person who just started tasting success, dig in your heels and go even farther. You got to go all in. You have to be relentless on education. Mm-hmm. Me and Roman, I'd mentioned Perry Marshall, Russell Brunson, John Loomer, Maxwell Finn, Pat Flynn. You know, we are we try to get our hands on as much information as possible and learn as much in every aspect of our business. So if you got the first taste of success, my advice is go all in. You know that you have validated something. From here on out, just be a student of people who have done it before you, and go out and just learn, because it's so amazing how we went from $600 to back-to-back months plus 30K in less than a year. And we're going to be a multiple six-figure course. But more importantly, we've helped thousands of people change their lives. And that was probably the most rewarding part of what doing I do. So if someone's made $600, you're changing someone's life. And keep going, because what keeps me going is continually changing people's lives. You know, like I said, making money is a big thing. But yeah, just go all in and be a student and learn from other people. And that was a long answer, Pat.
No, I love that. It was a great answer. Thank you. Roman, would you agree with that?
100%. And mine is kind of right in line with that. So my advice would be, like, don't try to reinvent the wheel, right? So like, Pat, you have this book, it's called Will It Fly. It was literally our game plan that I had no clue how to start a course. I followed, I believe it's chapter 17 to a T, which is about the true validation where you're asking for money to a T. And people, you know, they've already created the framework for you. So if you just follow it, you know, don't try to boil the ocean and try to do all things. Just kind of take it step by step. Take step one that's recommended, validate the idea, then go to step two. And if you do that, then you'll keep moving forward. And if you keep moving forward, you'll have success.
Love that. Guys, thank you so much for your time today and the inspiration. Where can, Mark, where can people go to check out the loan signing system?
Thank you for asking. Yeah, loansigningsystem.com. We're on all social media platforms, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. Just search Loan Signing System. So if anybody wants to make a couple extra dollars, we feel the loan signing industry is the best kept secret in America as far as generating income. So we love to help more people. We love to help as many people as we can.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. We'll talk soon and have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. Really appreciate it.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mark and Roman. Again, you can find them at loansigningsystem.com. Hey, really quick, if you want to check out that loan signing system that Mark and Roman were talking about, you can go to loansigningsystem.com/SPI. That comes with a little bit of a discount for you if you want to check it out. But that is an affiliate link. They set me up with one, and I did check in on some of their existing customers to make sure this was legit. And man, they are actually doing some really cool stuff to help people. So loansigningsystem.com/SPI. If that's something you're interested in, it could be a cool side or even potentially full-time gig. And as always, you can get the links and the resources mentioned in this particular episode by going to the show notes page, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session303. Thank you so much for listening in, and please make sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't already. I appreciate that, and you'll appreciate it too, because we got a lot of great stuff coming. For example, in next week's episode 304, we're going to talk about all it might take to build an online course. I'm going to give you all the things that you might need to consider before creating one, the things that you need to have in place so that you make sure you crush it once it's out there, not just crush it in terms of having your students actually benefit from it. That's part of it, but also crushing the launch and the marketing of it too. I've since now promoted and successfully launched 3 paid courses and 1 free course over the past year. I've learned quite a bit, and I'm just going to brain dump all that I know for you next week. So make sure you subscribe now. That's for episode 304. I appreciate you guys so much. And thanks in advance for all the reviews that are coming in. They're amazing and super motivating for me. I appreciate you. Take care. And again, my name is Pat Flynn. I'm here to help you make more money, save more time, and help more people too. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Starting a business can feel daunting and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. That's why Terry Rice started the Launch Your Business podcast, another awesome show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Terry shares strategic actions, specific tools, and what he refers to as high-performance mindsets that allow you to thrive under pressure. Recent guests include rapper T.I., Amy Porterfield, and yours truly. And Terry frequently publishes value pack solo shows too, like this one titled How to Write Proposals That Get Accepted and Don't Take Forever to Write. Great stuff. So make sure you listen in to Launch Your Business right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.